here's Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, we're up on the summer months. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is with us, and I know that the kids will be having parties. It's a dangerous time for driving as well, isn't it, Jay?
Phil, there's a lot of things that we're looking at right now. The preponderance of some of these private parties where they may be drinking, violating some of the vice statutes. But we're talking about right now are not so much the graduation parties, the bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, a lot of June weddings, which we understand people enjoy.
Before we go any further, let's explain to people what the Citizens Auxiliary Police is. You're not the police, right?
So we are citizens who volunteered to assist our police. We got a special view of our neighborhoods and communities. Many of us are obviously been involved. I read the newspaper every day. You read the newspaper every day. A lot of us get together and talk about what we've seen on Fox or CNN or some deal like that. Now, we decided to form a law enforcement arm to kind of pick up the slack where the police may not be doing the job.
But you're a volunteer force?
We are a volunteer force right now. We're looking into paying some of our officers. We can give them some coupons and things like that. We'll be looking into that.
All right. Now, you are looking at bachelorette parties and bachelor parties. And I've been to some bachelor parties. And they can be wild, but they're not, as far as I can tell, they're not overtly illegal.
Well, they're bachelorette parties as well, Phil, too. I want to put the two of them together. Both of these parties will feature giving food. They got gift giving. There's consumption of alcohol. There's some games are played, but all of this points toward a part of the evening that we are finding increasingly disturbing, and that is the preponderance of these bachelorette parties. More and more women are having these bachelorette parties and are hiring a male stripper.
All right, now what is Operation Clear House?
All right, we have two citizens, auxiliary police officers, go undercover. Myself and Subcommander Dale Laster posed as caterers. We were able to observe how some of these evenings went. The women do indeed rent these men and remove their clothing and dance for these gals, and the women do charge, change. And that's part that disturbed me more than anything else. I could see the women change from being mothers, from being daughters, from being responsible wives to really just became pigs is the best way I can put it, Phil. And I don't need to say nothing about it, but you've got these gals putting money in the fellas' underwear and so on and so forth.
Now, you said you went undercover? In other words, the women were not aware you were there?
They were not aware. I knew that this party was going on. We said we'd cater this party through my wife.
So your wife was aware you were there?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Well, men are... forget about it, but the men have bachelor parties, too. Okay?
That's correct.
So are you saying there is sex because the bachelors do it? Why can't the bachelorettes?
Well, Phil, the minute a woman puts her hand into the underwear of a man who's not her husband, you get yourself some sex. I think that there is sex involved at these bachelorette parties. And you asked me about the bachelors doing it. Why can't the bachelorettes? It's a good question. I don't think there's anything wrong inherently with bachelorette parties, okay, where women are hiring male strippers and take a dollar bill and stick it in a man's underwear. Now, these are the kind of things that I think are disturbing. But what is even more disturbing, and where the gals differ from the men, we have a shortage of women right now in our country, not just our community here in Southern California, but our country, answering the call to religious service. There are a lot of priests, but there's a shortage of nuns. And those women who are in the nunhood, and with our research and undercover work, these bachelorette parties only encourage women to make sex a very big part of her life, and we won't even think about being a nun.
All right, are you Catholic?
No, I'm not, Phil, but I do recognize the part the Catholic Church plays in all of our religions. If the Catholic Church goes down, especially the nunneries, there is a definite shift in the morals in society. These bachelorette parties lead women to avoid doing all the nun stuff, and otherwise I have no problem with them.
All right, so your main problem with bachelorette parties is that they will sexualize women to the point that they avoid religious service.
That is correct.
All right, but the same claim can be made that men who go to bachelor parties will be sexualized. They'll avoid religious service.
But again, as I say, the shortage is on the nun. There's a nun shortage, but there is no priest shortage as of yet. And again, I think it's a lot different, Phil. If you've ever been to a bachelorette party, it's a lot different seeing the men having a good time, having a cocktail, gals dancing, gals sitting on your lap, or what have you, than to see the women who've had too much champagne, all dancing and everything. And it's scary. I can tell you right now it's frightening as they get up and they shove money into another man's underwear. And
now you were, I want to ask you about, you guys were going into some homes last weekend and shutting some of these parties down. I want to give the number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanders is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Bachelor parties and bachelorette parties. There's a big difference. The bachelor parties are seem to be harmless. The bachelorette parties may be sexualizing women to the point where they will not choose religious service because there is a shortage of nuns right now. Now, you were going into homes last weekend and shutting these parties down?
No, we had intercepted a few of these invitations that go out to the women for these bachelorette parties. As I said, we had gone undercover. So we had six officers go to six different homes in the Hawthorne area, myself and Major Newton. We went into a home on Rosecrans. I knocked on the door, and I basically told the women they had to break it up. This is simply a moratorium, Phil, on bachelorette parties for the next 60 days so we can turn this around.
This is personal for you, isn't it?
Well, in some respects.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, it is personal.
But if you could talk to us about it, this is a personal thing that you have on these bachelorette parties.
Well, my wife, Roseanne, was invited to one of these bachelorette deals probably about 2 years ago, Phil, and I can tell you it kind of jars you a little bit. When she comes home, she had glitter, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's this sparkly stuff, and she had it. And I said my report to Major Newton. As a matter of fact, she had it glitter around her mouth area. She had glitter on the forehead portions and some on her tongue. And I can, I tell you, that takes the wind right out of you. And I confronted her, and I was able to ascertain, and I did put in my report that at 2200 hours on March 17th, a male stripper by the name of Rusty did indeed make contact with my wife's face. Now, this is at 2200 hours, March 17th, I had a report to Major Newton.
So your wife went to a bachelorette party and had some kind of intimate contact, you think, with a male stripper?
I am pretty sure she had the glitter about her mouth area, and that's pretty much tells the story right there. But I will tell you this much. I think the bachelorette parties, beyond the personal pain that I felt as a result, bachelorette parties are something that can damage our young women and make them not want to be on the nunhood. And I think that women intoxicated, shoving dollars into a man's underwear, is a pretty shocking thing to see, and I think any man would say, certainly we understand men can control it, but can the gals and that kind of thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Bachelorette parties and bachelor parties. Why is the bachelorette party more dangerous than the bachelor party? For one reason, Mr. Santos and...
Phil, if you wouldn't mind, I'm Brigadier Admiral, and it's just a rank, it's no big thing.
All right, I'm sorry, Brigadier Admiral Santos...
It's no big thing, Phil, it's just my rank.
No, I understand it. Brigadier Admiral Santos went undercover and saw these bachelorette parties where the women, in your words, Jay, you said, turn into pigs.
They absolutely do. Something about alcohol and a man in his underwear or a man in a G-string, jockstrap G-string deal or whatever they call it, turns a woman into a pig.
Now, that's a harsh word. Why can't I say equally that a bachelor party turns a man into a pig?
A bachelor party, Phil, and here's the crazy thing about life, and this is why God made us all different. Is why he made men different from women. A bachelor party makes a man a little bit more of a man because you can kind of handle it. You drink a lot of liquor. You can handle it. You know, a gal takes a 20 out of your mouth or what have you, part of her body, what have you. And that's kind of a deal. Makes a man look stronger. Whereas a woman does the same thing. Kind of turn her into a pig.
Well, I don't see the difference.
Well, imagine, if you will, a man laying on his back, he's got a $20 bill in his mouth, and I'm not saying that this is a great thing to do, or I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do. Gal kind of squats down, lifts up that 20. Now imagine a woman laying on her back with a $20 bill in her mouth. Guy going to go down and do the same thing. I tell you right now, she's a pig. That's just her a pig.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how graphic. I don't want to get graphic. We're talking about bachelor parties and bachelorette parties and how the bachelorette party, the modern bachelorette party, that is the party for the bachelorette, the female, is a more degrading thing to women than the bachelor party is to men. And one of the reasons he gives is that it sexualizes women to the point where they do not want to make religious service their life vocation. And right now we have a shortage of nuns, and it's needed. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.
I'll get that guy, too. We have Sub-Commander Peter Trippi is after two.
All right, we're back on the air, Jay, if you can hear me.
I can hear you, Phil.
We're talking with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. You've been going to homes in the South Bay last weekend before, shutting down bachelorette parties because you say they unnecessarily sexualize women, and it keeps women away from a career in being a nun. Now, fine, but that's not against the law, correct?
Well, Phil, I think it's kind of a toss-up. It's against the law. It's kind of a gray area. You have a group of women sticking dollar bills in a guy's underwear, and their husbands are not around. This could be alienating the affections, and certainly it's a civil dispute that can be, upgraded in our civil courts. But if you've ever seen your wife come home and she's got glitter all over her face, and she smells like, she doesn't smell like the perfume she wore. Let me tell you what, it takes the wind out of your sails.
All right.
We'll be making a very big effort to put a stop to all these bachelorette parties for the sake of the family and the sake of God. We are telling women to get back into their cars and go home.
Now, what if these women don't go?
What we do, Phil, is we just take them by the arm and we guide them to the car. But one way or another, they'll get back in their car and they'll go back to their husbands, probably sorrier, but a little bit wiser.
All right, Jay Santos with us, 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
No, what I wanted to say to you is I think that is totally off base. I think this is something you have a problem with. I, as a woman, am insulted. Because I go and I see a male stripper means I'm going to do something. There's plenty of men that go to bachelor parties and come home and they put money in G-strings. I think this is a personal problem that you have. You know, you've taken it upon yourself to go into somebody's home. This is their personal home. This is like, government intervention again and things. And
well, ma'am, I would ask you the question.
I think you need to get a grip with it.
Well, ma'am, I would ask you the question. Right now, we have fewer and fewer women becoming nuns.
Now, okay, listen, if I wanted to become a nun, if that's what God had for me, and I'm a Christian, if God wanted me to be a nun, I would be a nun. My desire would be strong. It has nothing to do with that. Men that are priests are pedophiles. Come on.
Well, that's true.
That has nothing to do with it.
That's true, but I would say if you want to be a nun, and all of a sudden you're down there, you're putting dollar bills in a guy's underwear and laying on your back, and he's taking the money out of your mouth with his butt or whatever.
Most of those girls that are there doing that don't want to be nuns to begin with. If they wanted to be a nun, they wouldn't be there.
But I don't
know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know you can say that for sure.
Well, wait a minute. I agree with the lady. No woman that wants to be a nun is going to be on her back with a 20 in her mouth.
That's right.
You know?
Phil, again, she's invited to the bachelorette party. It's her best friend. It's her mom, whoever. She wants to be social. She wants to be a good pal. She goes. Next thing she knows, she's on her hands and knees with some guy.
Listen,
if a woman
is a moral woman to begin with, and she's a Christian and she's a believer, she's not going to go to that, and she won't have those kind of friends.
Exactly. All right, listen.
Come on.
Michelle, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Sharon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm a 57-year-old retired school teacher. If I wanted to have a bachelorette party for my daughter and my niece or whatever, I'll have it.
Well, ma'am,
I think auxiliary police, your purpose is to help the police. Driving by and seeing crime, or just driving by, is usually a deterrent. Crime will stop. You're taking and you're wasting your time. If I had the bachelorette party and you came to bust up, I would call the police on you.
Wait a minute, ma'am. Right in there, you got some guy doing, getting jiggy with it, as the kids say. He's got his underwear on.
I had a bachelor party for my husband, and with a stripper there.
Ma'am, I think men can handle it.
Oh,
see,
no.
Here, that's
and,
the thing.
Women, hey,
yeah, that's
women
the thing
can
I wanna...
handle a lot more. Women are the one who gets raped, not men.
That's exactly correct, ma'am. And we don't want that to happen either. That's why we're going to...
No, wait a minute. Are you saying that the male stripper threatens to rape? Watch your language, Sharon.
I'm sorry.
Why do you say that's bull? Why do you say that's bull? Because if the guy comes in...
A woman has a little bit of drink, she's going to fall all over him?
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
A woman's going to have a couple drinks and she's going to fall over him?
I think
she's going to leave her morals at the door? Are you really underestimate women?
Ma'am, what I'm trying to say is this. A man who's a male stripper, on account of some of these parties, he goes in there, he could get raped by these women. Now, what I'm saying is...
Wait. The guys...
Well, she can laugh. Let me ask you this, ma'am. Have you ever come home with glitter on your face?
With what on my face?
Have you ever come home with glitter on your face?
No.
Glitter. You know the glitter that the people wear when they dance?
No.
Okay, well, my wife did one night. And I'll never forget that night. March 17th, 1998, 0200 hours.
You can get glitter from clothes. I have a blouse that one, yes. When I wore it, I got glitter on my face, my arms, my skirt, because of the glitter on the blouse.
Well, I thought maybe somehow he made contact with my wife's face.
No, I wore a blouse that had glitter on, glitter and sequins, and the glitter came off. So,
well,
yes,
I'll have to check that out.
All right, listen, thank you very much, Sharon.
Okay,
good place. 1-800-449-8686. Lady's laughing. And the lady,
well, what's she laughing at?
She's laughing at the notion that 20 women at a bachelorette party are going to rape the male stripper. You just got done saying he may do that to them.
I'm saying, Phil, that bachelorette parties attended by women is a little bit different thing than the bachelor party what a man has. Now, you can say anything you want, but you know as well as I do that men... They go down, they have a couple of drinks, the gal sits in her lap, what have you. These gals, and there's no nuns, that's another thing.
Well, I mean, if we're worried about women not answering the religious call to become nuns, I think the other lady said it very well. Any woman that goes to a bachelorette party, doesn't want to be a nun anyway. Here is Laura on the Phil Hendry Show. Laura, go ahead.
Hi there.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you that I think that you have double standards for men and women. If you are so concerned about the Catholic faith, which I am a Catholic.
Yes, ma'am.
And having...
And there's no nuns.
Nuns out there. Then you should be equally concerned with having priests out there.
Good point.
I also agree with the previous caller who said that if she wants to be a nun, she's not going to participate in that.
Well,
your wife obviously did not want to be a nun because she married you.
Well, ma'am, are you Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Then how come you don't want to be a nun?
Because I chose to marry and have children.
Right, not all Catholic.
And that was my choice.
Not all Catholic women want to be nuns.
All right. So you've been.
If all Catholic women wanted to be nuns, we would have no one to propagate, to have children, to continue on with our faith.
Well, I just think that it's pretty disturbing to see women turn into animals. At home, they've got children and they've got husbands, and that's
then that's something you need to deal with your wife about, because the people who go to there, they do so, it's their choice. I choose to go or not to go, and to be quite honest with you, I never have been in my life.
Well,
I have no desire
that's
to.
That's because you're Catholic, okay? And
it doesn't mean that Catholic women don't go to bachelorette parties.
To your wife.
Well, take
it out on the rest of the women out there.
This is a personal thing. Your wife has glitter on her face, and you think a stripper made contact with her face.
You need to talk to her.
Well, I can tell you right now, I've got some questions.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They'll be going door to door trying to break up bachelorette parties because he thinks that they are destructive for women. They sexualize women so that they don't want to become nuns. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You think she wasn't wearing a bra?
We're back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jay is with a volunteer police agency that is going to be going door-to-door asking women who are having bachelorette parties to cease, to shut them down. You're also taking the women by the arm and guiding them back to their cars?
That is correct, Mr. Henry.
Look, I don't know what constitutional... right you have to do that, to tell women they can't go into a bachelorette party.
Phil, the law states very clearly that if we feel a felony is about to be committed, we can't...
Well, you're not even a police officer. You're a volunteer cop.
But the law says if a felony is going to be committed, You have responsibility as a citizen to protect somebody.
Well, what felony is going to be committed by a woman walking in to a bachelorette party?
There is a possibility that either they will rape the stripper could attack or assault sexually them.
Well, how likely is that that the stripper is going to rape all of them? You know, I mean...
Phil, you don't know what it's like to be married to a woman who you had a son with. She goes off here to a bachelorette deal. She comes home not wearing underwear, her skirt's on backwards, all that nonsense.
Well, first of all, and you mentioned she wasn't wearing a bra.
That is right.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something. A lot of women can't stand wearing those things. They take them off as soon as they try to get relaxed and comfortable. That's number one. Who knows? What did she tell you why she wasn't wearing her underwear?
She made up some story about how she had it was her time of the month, etc.
Well, that happens too.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gloria. Go ahead, Gloria.
Listen, I wanted to say that I understand how he feels, because I feel that he felt hurt because of what happened to his wife. But what he's not seeing, and at the same time he's minimizing, is what about that wife that receives the man who came home from his bachelor party, who sees the lipstick on his shirt, who sees that he's not wearing underwear, or sees lipstick on his underwear? Does he not think that women feel this as hurt for men in their bachelor parties as he did with his wife?
Well, it's a whole different area there, ma'am, because the men, they're just fooling around. Okay, that's just no big thing with them. But the gals, they may not want to become nuns. B, this kind of affects the whole relationship with the man.
What about
And you think that the relationship of a man who a woman sees coming home like that, who may not have been fooling around, because not all men are like you, sir. They do fool around, and they do fool around like pigs. That this woman does not have a right to feel as angry as you?
Does not have
a right to go out and stop bachelor parties? What you're saying?
I think she can feel bad, but keep in mind the fact that when a man fools around with a stripper, It doesn't mean anything, but women continually fall in love with male strippers. We've got records to prove this. We have records to go back to 1995, that the incidence of women falling in love with and marrying guys from the Candygram deal or the Strippagram has gone up.
What are you talking about?
Are you saying then during Japan, when the men would fall in love with the geishas and marry them or keep them as their lovers because they were in love with them, it's not the same thing? Men do fall in love with strippers as else. This, what happens here is there's a double standard with you.
And wait a minute, you're talking about geisha girls.
Based on your anger with your wife, but that does not mean that you have to treat the rest of the women accordingly.
Well, ma'am, why'd you bring up the Chinaman? Because I'm not talking about Chinaman.
She wasn't talking about Chinamen. She was talking about the Japanese.
Right.
All right, whatever. Well, whatever. But geishas, they're not even no strippers. They give you wine and they serve you in a sake.
They were prostitutes, sir.
I thought they served
sake. And they took it a step further. They were actually prostitutes. They would actually sleep with these men.
I thought they made sushi. I'm sorry.
They don't make sushi. And they don't serve you sake. They're prostitutes, the geisha girls.
I understand that. Little bit different. Well, these guys aren't married. See what I'm saying?
Well, then, when the girls aren't married either, why should they not do this?
One of the things is you're not making any sense.
Do you see the double standard that you're putting?
You're not making any sense. I got to go to the theme music. Ma'am?
I'm sorry?
I have to go to the theme music.
Okay.
What do you mean the theme music?
Neither one of you is making any sense. On the one hand, you say it's not good for a guy to sleep with no Chinaman. On the other hand, you say it's okay. See, forget it.
Look, I gave you an example when you said that women fell in love with strippers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that men used to fall in love with their geishas.
With their guy pals? Look, you got this fellow named Rusty who's all over my wife's face.
Militia, the Rangers.
Are the citizens auxiliary police?
I'm sorry that this happened. This has been a marital issue, not an issue for you to take out and violate other women's rights.
What are you doing Friday night?
To be in whatever they want to be. I mean, there's a constitutional right that defends that. Hello?
What's your name? Geisha?
It's Gloria. Gloria.
No, it's not Geisha.
It's Gloria.
Yes.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449... Will you turn that off, please?
Sorry.
1-800-449-8686.
25, it's 43.
Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003.